Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 73. And after that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 73, I Will There Be Light. Today, we are considering the will you share with God. This is not the same as the ego's idle wishes, out of which darkness and nothingness arise. The will you share with God has all the power of creation in it. Where the ego's idle wishes are not shared, and therefore have no power at all, the ego's wishes are not idle in the sense that they can make a world of illusion in which your belief in them can be very strong, but they are idle in terms of creation. They make nothing that is real. Idle wishes and grievances are partners or co-makers in picturing the world you see. The wishes of the ego gave rise to the world you see, and the ego's need for grievances are necessary for the world you see. It peoples that world with figures that seem to attack you and call for righteous judgment. These figures, they become the middlemen the ego employs to traffic in grievances. These middlemen, they stand between your awareness and your brother's reality. Your true will is lost to you in this strange bartering, in which guilt is traded back and forth, and grievances increase with each exchange. Can such a world have been created by God's will and the will He shares with His Son? Did God create disaster for His Son? Creation is the will of both God and Son together. Does it seem reasonable that God would create a world where He kills Himself? Grievances darken your mind, and you look out on a darkened world. Forgiveness, though, lifts the darkness, reasserts your will, and lets you look out onto a world of light. We have repeatedly emphasized that the barrier of grievance is easily passed and cannot stand between you and your salvation. The reason is very simple. Do you really want to be in hell? Do you really want to weep and suffer and die? And so forget the ego's arguments that seek to prove that all this is really heaven. You know this is not so. Suffering is not happiness, and it is happiness you really want. Such is your will in truth. And so salvation is your will as well. You want to succeed in what we are trying to do today. We undertake it with your blessing and your glad accord. You will succeed today. If you remember, you want salvation for yourself. You want to accept God's plan because you share in it. You have no will that can really oppose it. And you don't really want. You don't really want to oppose it because salvation is for you. Above all else, you want the freedom to remember who you really are. Today it is the ego that stands powerless before your will. Your will is free, and nothing can prevail against it. I will there be light. Let me behold the light that reflects God's will in mine. I will there be light. Darkness is not my will. As I read this lesson, I have to ask the question, what do I want? What do I will? And then I have to ask, in honesty, what doubts do I have about what I want? If I have doubts about what I want, these doubts turn into limitations. And so to doubt what I want is to limit what I want. I remember as a kid I was learning to play basketball, and I really wanted to learn how to play basketball well. And I was told several times by different coaches and teachers that I was a really good student. And the reason I was a really good student is because I really wanted to learn how to do it. I was willing to lay aside what I thought how it should be done and do what they were asking me to do, teaching me to do. I had one will about it. There wasn't conflicting wills about it. I wanted to play basketball the best I could. And I also remember I was learning to play volleyball, but I noticed that I had many more doubts about what I was capable of doing in volleyball. And these doubts, they turned into weaknesses, into limitations. I wasn't as good at volleyball because I didn't believe what I was being told I could do. I doubted it, and so I was limited. And so this lesson, I Will There Be Light, is I need to look at what doubts I have to being the light. What doubts I have and what Jesus is telling me about who I am. Where do I doubt that? And with Spirit's help, I need to lay those doubts aside in willing there be light. In willing there to be light, I cannot will there to not be light. So where do I doubt? Where have I placed limitations? Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, I will there be light. During the day, as I get confused and tricked by false beliefs, help me to identify them so I can lay aside my doubts and limitations. Guide me to have the confidence in who I am with every moment, with every thought, and to choose, I will there be light. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with the recognition that God's plan for salvation, and only His, is wholly in accord with our will. We have confidence that we will succeed today in quieting our minds and leaving a space open for only His voice. Thank you for joining me in the unlimited light. Namaste.